This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. North Korea is reportedly rebuilding a key missile testing and launch site it began dismantling after pledging to do so at the Singapore summit with U.S. President Donald Trump last year. VOA's Steve Miller has more from Seoul.
The CSIS report said, quote, "Activity is evident at the vertical engine test stand and the launch pad's rail-mounted rocket transfer structure," end quote. The news comes days after a second summit on denuclearization between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un broke down over differences on how far North Korea was willing to limit its nuclear program and the degree of U.S. willingness to ease sanctions. There's been no reply from South Korean officials as President Moon Jae-in continues to work toward finding a way to resume denuclearization talks between Washington and Pyongyang. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Officials in Afghanistan say militants set off a suicide blast on Wednesday morning and stormed a construction company near the airport in Jalalabad, killing at least 16 people. A spokesman for the governor in eastern Nangarhar province said 9 other people were wounded. South Sudan's president is calling on his people to refrain from revenge attacks as the country tries to move on from a brutal civil war. Speaking Tuesday, Salva Kiir said that with peace deal in place, people must try to reconcile and peacefully coexist. A spokesman for South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he's proposing to begin a joint project with China to use artificial rain to clear the air in Seoul, where an increase in pollution has caused alarm. Seoul has been struggling to tackle the rise in air pollution that experts have linked to China's massive industrial activity and emission from South Korean cars. Fine dust levels in South Korea have hit new highs over the past week, leaving people wearing masks. This is VOA News. Well, President Donald Trump's former longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, returns to testify Wednesday before Congress's House Intelligence Committee, one of several committees in the Democrat-led House that this week launched fresh investigations of the Trump administration. White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
Asked about the House Intelligence Committee's decision to examine his finances, Trump is calling it presidential harassment, and he is blaming the committee's chairman, Adam Schiff, a California Democrat.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself.
Hours earlier, Schiff had declared his committee would broaden its investigation to go beyond Russia and examine whether Trump's concern for his financial interests, whether in Russia, Saudi Arabia, or elsewhere, are driving his policy decisions and other actions as president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Congressional leaders are set to vote on a resolution Wednesday condemning anti-Semitism and bigotry, a rebuke targeting a new Democratic lawmaker, a Somali-American Muslim, who has criticized Israel in ways that many find offensive. The resolution is drafted by key Democrats, does not name Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, one of two Muslim women who were elected to the 435-member House last November and took office in early January, but the statement was clearly aimed at the 37-year-old lawmaker from the Midwestern state of Minnesota. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet expressed her disappointment with Israel over its immediate dismissal of a report on the Gaza violence in 2018.
Imposing economic hardship on Palestinians does not make Israelis safer.
Wednesday's comments from the former Chilean president came during her first annual address to the Human Rights Council since becoming the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights in September. London's counterterrorism police are trying to crack down on who mailed 3 small bombs to 2 airports and a major rail station on Tuesday. No one was injured by the devices, one of which caused a small fire in an office building at Heathrow Airport. 2 other packages were discovered at one of London's busiest rail stations, and a third was found at London City Airport. Human Rights Watch says in a new report that hundreds of children as young as 14 have been arrested, tortured, and imprisoned by Iraqi and Kurdish authorities for alleged ties to Islamic State. Human Rights Watch said it interviewed a number of teenage boys who were jailed because they were suspected of cooperating with terrorists. A Human Rights Watch official told VOA that the Kurdish government has promised to launch a commission to look into child arrest and torture, but says they never followed through with their promise. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.